الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We were carrying on with our series of talks of how the time, the year, the week, the day, etc. is spent in our Darul Uloom. I wanted to speak today on the how the year is spent, but just before that, in between, one important subject which is very, very important, very necessary and beneficial for us. Maulana, aap tashreef le aaye. Acha, mukhtasar. Ke in Surah Fatah, Surah Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the exalted position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more greater, what exaltation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can there be, that Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. That is the greatest praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the Rasul of Allah and he accomplished his mission 100%, as it was proven on the plains of Arafat when the Sahaba, all of them, testified. And also what is very important, then Allah Ta'ala, together with that, the great manaqib and the great and honorable position of the Sahaba, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, and then the qualities of the Sahaba, شِدَّاءَ لَلْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, these great qualities of the Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala had explained, that and the great accomplishment that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah, that he prepared such a band of people, the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who took the message of deen to the four corners of the world. And we find that Islam spread in the time of the Khulafa Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhum, right to the far corners of the world Islam spread. So that was the kamal and the great achievement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashidda' al-kuffar, ruhama' bainahum. Then the individual qualities, that was for the service of deen deity. Tarahum ruk'an sujjadain, yabtaghuna fadlam min rabbihim wa ridwana. Then you would see them, that the individual, the ibadat also, what heights they had reached. Simahum fi wujuhihim min athiri sujood, that you could see on their faces the effects of the inner qualities, the qualities they had in their heart, the qualities they had, you could see it on their faces. They were such a band of people that were like malaika, that were like farishtas in this world. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ, and in the Injil, the example, كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَطْعَهُ, that was the example the ulama have written from this year, the life of Makkah Sharif first, which was a life of great hardships, tortures, great tolerance, etc. That was the field was being prepared. Then in the life of Madinatul Munawwara, where Islam started, an Islamic city came. An Islamic Khilafat was explained. First, like a plant is, the seed is planted. You cannot see nothing there on the land. The seed is underground. But afterwards, when it starts growing, you see the beautiful land. Now it looks so beautiful, and the farmer has got so much hope that, mashallah, what a crop is going to grow. Then it grows more stronger. Fastakhlaba. It becomes stronger. And now that crop is strong. Fastawa ala suqi. Then in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Umar, Uthman radiallahu anhuma, this whole farm of Islam had reached its height. A beautiful land and place was established. Anyway, there is much more detail, but what I want to explain, especially for our students, and particularly for some students, the next surah, Surah Hujurat, and that is the surah in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is explaining the adab and etiquette of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم تقدموا بين يدي. All that great, great adab Allah Ta'ala is explaining. So the Sahaba were prepared with one basic important quality of adab. This adab they had in them made them reach that they surrendered to Allah. They surrendered to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They surrendered to Islam with their body, with their hearts. They held back nothing whatsoever. All this submission, all this because they had adab in them. Alhamdulillah, in our madrasa that I've seen for so many years, over about 35 years, we found that the students also had a lot of adab. Unfortunately, there are some students now that are not having that adab. And this is not a good sign at all. That we don't have adab for the authorities, we don't have adab for the ustad, we don't have adab for the madrasa. That is not a good sign. To have this respect, we can have our opinions by all means. We can express our opinions by all means. But everything must be done with adab. Mashuras were held in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said in that mashuras, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. They don't raise your voice higher than the voice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maintain adab in that mashura also. You will have difference of opinions, there will be, naturally. But there is a way of presenting it. لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Don't try and be more higher. And don't be in front of Allah and in front of His Rasul. Submit, be under. Don't try and be in front, try and be at the back. Don't try and impose our views. Explain what we have to say. So this is the main thing which I wanted to explain today, is this adab is very, very important. And don't lose hold of it in any way whatsoever. Maintain this adab. You want to express your views, whatever, you want to send an email, you want to write a letter, whatever it is, you have the right to it, you have got your opinion, you understand, and you looking at it from a student's point of view. And a student's point of view, you are still very young, you are really still very immature, you still haven't seen life. You are only in the four walls of the Darul Ulum. What the life is outside. As Maulana was explaining, here in the Darul Ulum is a different situation. When you're going to go out from here, you're going to face all types of people. You're going to face all types of objections. So, while you are here, stay with this adab and respect. Inshallah. Ba adab, ba naseeb. Those who have adab will reach great, great heights. Be adab, be naseeb. A person who hasn't got adab, he doesn't get anything also. And he doesn't end there. One more thing. Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, bad adab, bad naseeb. In other words, from 0 to 100, how much adab you got, so much you will go in life. It isn't really how intelligent you are. It is not only your hard work, but it is your adab and respect that you will go very far. And if you are 0 in adab, your share will be 0. And if you are minus in adab, you will be minus. Many of the people who went astray were because of bay adabi. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, sometimes bay adabi causes so much harm, which sins don't cause so much harm. So therefore, adab in everything is very, very important. So whatever you do, the authorities of the administration of the madrasa, the asatiza, even the workers, the ordinary staff of the madrasa, have respect for all our elders. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that in surah, in the surah, Allah has taught not only the adab of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is directly and main. Greatest adab must be for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart. Not one bit of bay adabi there must be in the heart. Then our parents' rights, our asatizah's rights, our mashayikh's right, all elderly people. So therefore I appeal to the students and whoever are those who are guilty, who are not showing that adab, be very careful for your own sake. That you should have this great adab for all our elders, for your asatiza, from your madare ilmi, from the place where you are acquiring your knowledge, have adab for there. This will take you very, very far in life. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah.